The third one is a study that was published last year in JAMA, and this was a study of 70 gray radiation with or without 6 months of hormonal therapy. Here, there was a PSA benefit of about 25% and a survival benefit of 10%. And 3/4 of the patients were Gleason 7 or higher, and the median PSA was 11. So these patients are much less favorable than the first two studies. Yet you see a survival benefit there, which I think really speaks to the fact that hormonal therapy can make a difference in more unfavorable patients, even courses as short as 6 months. The Dux study had some questions levied against it about perhaps, you know, it's just delaying time to metastasis and not, in fact, you know, the survival benefit may be a result of the lower dose. All of these things are possible explanations.